The draft resolution asks the Security Council to take a lead role in initiating the establishment of a, quote, zone free of weapons of mass destruction, in particular nuclear weapons, in the Middle East. Syrian Ambassador Mikhail Webe introduced the resolution at a closed-door Security Council meeting with the support of the Arab group of countries at the United Nations.
We feel it's very important resolution at this stage to show, you know, the importance of and the necessity of keeping the area without any of the mass destruction at the forefront, the nuclear weapons, which is the most destructive, and the chemical and biological.
The draft also calls on governments in the region to ratify a series of arms control accords, including the 1993 Chemical Weapons Convention. Israel, which is assumed to possess nuclear weapons, has signed the convention but never ratified it. Syria has neither signed nor ratified the Chemical Weapons Convention. Speaking with reporters, U.S. Ambassador John Negroponte said the United States believes no nation in the region, including Israel, should possess weapons of mass destruction.
We have always said that the goal should be that the entire region be free of weapons of mass destruction. Yes, that includes every country in the region.
The draft resolution comes at the same time that the United States is accusing Syria of developing its own chemical weapons and harboring terrorists. Syria denies the charges. Barbara Schatzow, VOA News, New York.